Because of the work of this group, we are now in a position where the Irish government have to comply with European legislation. And that's all anyone wants. And there's a court judgment against Ireland on this case. And obviously, I've been in contact with them all along about this. But I wrote a very strong letter in January. And what I said to the Commission was this, that Ireland must comply with the legislation. And even though they said they will now, it's very important that in the intervening period, you know, from when the judgment was in place until now, that any decisions that were taken on licenses or anything else would have to meet the proper requirements and that they couldn't flout the law, if you like, in the meantime. The European Commission came back to say, and I quote from their letter, it says, "We remain confident that no licensing decision will be taken and consequently no building will be started until the planned new legislation is in place and a license has been obtained."
Effectively then, this brings the proposal back to the drawing board, and at the very least, fresh plans will have to be drawn up and fresh applications made for the requisite permissions.
Absolutely. And, you know, the question needs to be asked, why isn't this done properly in the first place? I mean, you know, we have the requirements there. We have the court judgment. And we need, I mean, what do people want here? People want that we use the highest environmental standards and that what we end up with does the job it's supposed to do in the best possible way. That's all anybody wants. This is going on forever. At least it feels to me as it is, and I'm sure it feels to many other people. And we now have a case, you know, where the European Commission is basically intervening because, you know, we're not following the legislation as we should. And this shouldn't be happening. So it's too bad it's this way. And that it takes, you know, a small community group to literally battle the system day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, to get the best possible outcome for the wastewater system. But at least I hope we're in the final stages of it, and that anything that happens from here on in will comply with good legislation so that the people of Moville and Carnegarvan and the whole stretch along there can believe that whatever is put in place will adhere to proper environmental standards. This has gone on for far too long.
The fact remains that area is still in need of a treatment plant. It's still in need of a sewage scheme. Your belief would be that the government must now ensure that the proper procedures are gone through and that a proper scheme for that area is fast-tracked as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. What does anybody want except go through the proper procedures, do it properly, do the proper assessments, and then come forward with a solution that's the best solution for the area? That's all anybody wants in all of this.